www.thebrainfarm.org. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green grass tumble.
Jeez. There's one more. There it goes. One more drop of bliss. Okay, I'm all set. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted that you are here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. Tom's at the controls at GCN in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. Frank Underhill was a trusted advisor to Bob Chapman, the late and great Bob Chapman, our mutual friend. And it was Bob Chapman who lay near death at the hospital awaiting last rites when he mentioned to me the day before he died that I needed to contact Frank Underhill. And that's how this happened. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you on this glorious Monday morning.
Hey, Frank, I've got a question for you. I spent the weekend in a camper trailer with the Dollarhite family, John Dollarhite and Judy Dollarhite. We went out to Kansas, and I noticed the absence of something in it. In Lawrence, Kansas, in the city of Lawrence, in Kansas, I didn't see any flies. I didn't see any flies or mosquitoes. Do you have flies or mosquitoes in Las Vegas?
No, actually, very few. In the summertime, it's so hot you don't even see a single insect out. But there are ants. But no, I haven't seen the mosquito here. And here, the only mosquitoes we get here are when people leave pools. Still watered and larvae, and yeah. Those are bad mosquitoes, really. But no, we don't have that problem here.
Yeah, and I wonder. I saw the same thing in Virginia when I went to Fredericksburg, Virginia, for about a week, and I noticed that there weren't any mosquitoes or flies there either. And I wonder if it's because of all the spraying that people do on their lawns. The insecticides that they use in their homes, and I just wonder if, I can't help but wonder that that's what's causing it, because out here in the Missouri Ozarks, we have plenty of flies, but there's so much property out here that, you know, a person couldn't afford to spray it. It'd be impossible. So anyway, I was thinking about that this morning.
Well, here I would attribute it more to climate than yeah. Of course, we have no agriculture here, or very little to speak of, but it's probably because of the how hot it is. And, of course, in the fall and winter, you don't see insects anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned a new term, or a new way. I've been mispronouncing it for so long. I thought it was pronounced USDA. As in United States Department of Agriculture. And I learned over the weekend at the Mother Earth News Fair in Lawrence, Kansas, from Joel Salatin. He's a farmer in Virginia. He pronounces it the correct way. It's USDA. USDA. And really, that's as kind as a person could be when thinking about the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They have totally messed up farming in the United States. And, Frank, I'd like to tell you a short story. On Friday after the broadcast, I went over to the Farmers Exchange. It has a new name. It's called MFA, Missouri Farmers Association, or Missouri Farm Association. And they've got these little stores all over in the countryside in Missouri where you can buy feed for your horses, feed for your cattle. You can buy the injectables if your cow needs a vitamin, if it needs an antibiotic, if you need fencing supplies, if you need fertilizer, lime. You can buy all of that at these MFA stores. Well, on Friday I was there, and there were a whole bunch of farmers. And you can always tell a farmer because we have cow poop all over us, you know. And so I was talking to these farmers, and the subject of U.S. duh came up. And this farmer was telling me that one of his friends was talking to someone who worked at the U.S. duh and was advised that, you know, you really should get involved with this dairy milk program, you know, where the U.S. duh provides funding for specific farmers for doing what they'd be doing anyway. So the day came up that this program was going to be announced where you could sign up for it. So what happens is it's all secret information, and then all of a sudden one day the announcement is made, and then you can sign up and apply to get this government money. Well, this family who heard about it went and arrived at 9 o'clock in the morning. The U.S. duh office opens at 8 o'clock. When the family arrived, the U.S. duh employee said, "How'd you hear about this?" As if, you know, what are you doing here? You don't have any inside information. How'd you get here? And then was told all the money had been already allocated by 9 o'clock in the morning, 1 hour after the U.S. duh opened up. And I asked the farmer how he felt about that. And he said, he used a term that I'd never heard before. He said, "You know what? I'd like all those guys to go away. We don't need them. We don't want them. They just mess up everything. They mess up the pricing at the market. They mess up everything they go near." And then he said, "I'd like to have a level floor or a flat floor." And I said, "What do you mean by a flat floor? Do you mean like a level playing field where everybody's on the same starting point? You know, no one gets any inside advantages?" And he said, "That's exactly what I mean." So he wanted a flat floor where none of the insiders got government money because they knew somebody who worked at the U.S. duh. Frank, it's horrible that these insiders always seem to get the money from the U.S. duh when the rest of us farmers don't. I don't like the U.S. duh. I really don't. And the rest, I don't know any farmers who do, except maybe those who are taking money from the government, which means it's being stolen from us and given to the select few who are their friends. I don't know if there are bribes involved. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of these U.S. duh people get kickbacks for making sure their friends get money. But anyway, it's not fair. I don't like it. And let's get rid of the U.S. duh. That's just a little sidetrack I took this morning, Frank. So,
well, there was a lady in my building this morning, actually, and I didn't know what they did in their office there, but I said there she must be ecstatic what's going, because like I talked to her in the morning, she has her paper and her cigarette and coffee in the morning, and we talk a little bit, and she's, you know, very right-wing conservative person. And I, you know, I just casually said to her this morning, "Boy, you must be happy." And she goes, "No, I'm going home." And I say, "Why?" And, "Well, I'm getting," she said, "she's getting furloughed." And I said, then I said, well, what do you mean you're getting furloughed? And she goes, well, I'm, you know, they're closing us down. And so she just, and I said, well, you should be ecstatic because this is what we've been talking about for years. And he goes, well, not when it happens to you. And then the elevator door shut.
So what does she do? What part?
I don't know what they do in there, Vincent. The government. There used to be like security companies in my building here, and you know, I guess it was all like all compartmentalized. And like last year, a whole wave of them, or year before, a whole wave of them got let go. They had like a colonel running a department in here, and he'd have his uniform on, and there'd be these civilian workers in here, and then there'd be I don't know what they. Anyways, like my building is being now replaced by telemarketers and debt collectors again, and that's how it was when I first moved in here. And all these government contractors, I guess, are closing down. And this has been going on for a while, but like to see her, I thought if anyone would make it through, it would be her. But yeah, they work in secrecy, Vince. They don't talk about what they do. They'll talk to you about the you know, the newspaper or you know, lies about smoking and cancer and all this stuff. But, you know, she's a nice lady, you know, she didn't look too happy at me this morning.
Well, I think it would be, you know, you talked about a wave. It needs to be a big wave. We need to close down 99% of these government do nothing, get in the way jobs. Frank, there's a story about in Louisiana. Now they call it a glitch. Now they said that there was a glitch in the EBT system, the food stamp system. And what happened was the limit, the EBT limit that's assigned to each card, each one of these food stamps cards, was not in place. And because the limit was not in place, shoppers went to Walmart with their cards. Now, for example, one woman had 49 cents balance on her card, and she rang up a bill of $700 because there was a run on Walmart. Shopping carts were filled to overflowing. There was a long line. Shelves were stripped bare because people learned, hey, the EBT limit has been, it's not there. So you can just go and spend as much as you want. So a bunch of people went into Louisiana. And when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about that story. Interesting story about what happens when people think they can get free stuff. Free stuff. Frank Underhill, Vin Fanelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank and I, Frank Underhill and I were talking about the USDA, as some people might mispronounce it, has this food stamp program. And the USDA contracted with Xerox Corporation to run the system. And so Xerox did a test of the backup system. And when they did the test of the backup system, it didn't come back right. So the credit card, I'm sorry, the debit cards, that'd be the food stamp cards, the EBT cards that you and I pay for, didn't have a limit on them. So the clerks at Walmart in Louisiana contacted the management contacted headquarters at Walmart, and Walmart just said, let the cards go, and we'll just, you know, we'll process the transactions. I guess they figured that since they're in so tight with the federal government, they would be reimbursed for whatever the Walmart customers spent. Well, customers figured out that they could just use these cards to buy way more than they were used to buying. So they had overloaded shopping carts, and that caused the police to come to this Walmart store in Louisiana to make sure that everything was calm. Obviously, the police were coming for the benefit of the Walmart store, because the police protect corporations. So anyway, the spending limits were lifted, and these customers were trying to charge a whole bunch. Now, where was this? Where did this happen? Well, it happened in a number of states, and I'll tell you what states. That would be Louisiana, Alabama, California, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia. Now, the system went down, and what they decided to do was revert to this manual system. meaning customers could spend up to $50 until the system was restored. I don't have the latest information on what happened, but I can tell you that there are, well, in Oklahoma, there's 600,000 that receive what's called SNAP, S-N-A-P benefits, and that's money that's dispersed on these cards on the first, fifth, and tenth day of every month. So the disruption came at a high usage time for the cards. Bottom line is we have a private company, Xerox, who's being paid to manage the system. So if you look, Frank, let's look at this. If you look at the companies who are doing really well in the United States companies, Boeing, McDonnell Douglas, Microsoft, Hewlett Packard, Xerox, all those companies, Cisco, Verizon, all those companies have what in common? Ties to the government, where they're government contractors. The little companies are starving, the ones that don't have ties to the government. What do you think, Frank?
Well, like if you're a small bank and you don't have ties to the government, you're out of business. You're a big bank with ties to the government, you're in business. That's nothing new. Government contracts keep these corporations afloat, whether they're with Xerox or whether they're a defense company or one of the banks that gets lobbyists, because you gotta pay to play, and that's how the system has always been.
Mm-hmm. Pay to play.
Even because you don't pay, or a lot of farmers don't pay, they're left to their own devices. I don't pay. I'm left to my own devices. But if you write the checks, then obviously you buy yourself a seat at the table.
You know, Frank, what you're saying is very polite for bribes, isn't it?
Well, you can lack of a better word, bribe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, class. Yeah, you've got to... I can't believe it. We are falling down to the point in the United States where we are so corrupt. It makes me angry to think that we have fallen that far. Our individual greed has fallen so far. It's so great that we've fallen because of it. Frank, I'd like to talk to you about a little stock market theory I came up with back in the 70s. And it indicates on a large scale the cumulative effect of individual greed. And it's the coolest thing. When we come back, I'll share with you this stock market theory. Frank Underhill, Ben Finelli. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're back. We're back. Frank Underhill's with us. And, Frank, our USAPrepares.com instructor, John Dollarheit, he's in court today. he is entertaining the judge and the prosecutor. And interesting story. He left one of our meetups a couple months ago, you know, in the evening. And he was driving back to his home. And he didn't feel well. He was telling me as we walked out to the parking lot at the end of the meetup, he really didn't feel well. And he left, and he and his son were driving home. And so he was driving slowly. He got pulled over for speeding. And there were a whole bunch of cars that, you know, we're in the same area, and of course they picked him out. And so he's in court today. And I think it's really neat because not only is he in court, another one of our instructors is in court with him. And she, the other instructor who's with him is Judy Lynn. And Judy Lynn is a court watcher, and she's an investigative reporter. So she's going to be staring the judge in the eye, and she's going to be staring the prosecutor in the eye, and she's going to be taking copious notes, and she's probably going to report. So if you want to see who she is, just go to usapreparis.com, click on Judy Lynn, and you'll see who she's involved with. And it's like the last thing the government wants to get involved with. Frank, gold and silver. And when we started the broadcast, I was looking at the price of silver, $21.54 an ounce. Spot price, $21.54. And we have one of our instructors is in the precious metals business. And if you look at, you know, I talk to him every weekend. And if you look at the price, the actual silver content of a U.S. silver dollar, at the current spot price of $21.54, it's about $16.60 an ounce, $16.60 in that silver dollar. But silver dollars, nice ones, are still selling for almost $36, just under $36, $35 and change. Where are we going with silver, Frank?
Well, I think silver, you're going to see it sideways here for the near future, at least until there starts to be a an upward movement, of course, in its counterpart, gold. And right now you're seeing gold, like, take really erratic swings, like in the up direction, down direction. And again, the precious metals are very dollar sensitive, interest rate sensitive. And for this reason is why you're seeing these large swings. And actually one would think with a, economic environment like this, you know, this would only induce a more positive behavior in gold. And, you know, because there's, you know, and gold really does not react on one day events. Gold acts in a trend, as say with silver. It's all in a trend. You know, the trend right now seems to be sideways to stabilized right now. There's not a real big upward movement on either of the metals. But if the dollar starts to decline and erode, which it should be doing, like last week we saw the dollar, the NIBOT, the dollar index, go below 80 for the first time in a while. And gold, you know, countered and went higher. It had a large move. But then you're seeing this 80 level on the dollar index is just sideways. But I think we need to see the dollar break. We need to see it go into 79, 80, 70, 79, 78, 77, all the way, you know, low, of course, lower the better. It helps gold out. But I think for the short term, it's probably going to be sideways. That's my prediction.
Okay. There are a number of USA Preparers instructors very interested, and they were buying at this point because they thought it was at a low point. And I will not disagree with them because I actually purchased some also. And I have...
Oh, I don't know how much lower it can go. You know, there's also a mining aspect. Like, let's face it, if silver does go lower, it just won't be mining any more silver. So I don't know how much lower it can go. Are they looking at when it was like $12, $15, $8? Like, there's got to be a cash cost incurred in the price of the metal somewhere in these levels.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy. I bought something that I normally do not buy. The price was right, so I bought some silver rounds. You know, 1 ounce rounds by Sunshine Mint. And, you know, it's not something that I really like, but the price was right. And, you know, they're quite liquid, so I didn't have any problem doing that. It's not that I don't want you to think that I bought them at, you know, I don't steal them. I mean, I, you know, at when a let's say a not knowledgeable person, a senior citizen says, you know, my husband had these, I don't know anything about them, you know, what can you give me for them? And, you know, a coin store will offer a fraction of what they're worth. I don't do that. You know, when someone tells me that they're available, I consider it, and, you know, I look at the current market price, and if it's just a little bit above market, I'm fine with that. But I'm not interested in taking advantage of anyone, because I think it's wrong. And by the way, Frank, I wanted to do a program about that. I wanted to talk about how some of these coin stores operate. And let's just take a couple minutes and talk about that. I know a couple coin dealers, and I know some local coin dealers, and I'm not going to say that these guys are or are not doing this practice, but I know this practice exists. So a not knowledgeable person comes in and says, I have these coins. I don't know much about them. What are they worth? And then the coin dealer will say, well, are you interested in selling them? And if they say yes, then it's okay. Well, here's the price that I'm willing to pay. And let's say it's a silver dollar. And let's say the coin dealer offers $15 for it. Then the person looks over on the glass counter and says, oh, hold it. In this counter, you've got them for $38, $39, $50, $70. And then the response that I've heard when I was in the coin store, many coin stores, is, oh, well, you know, those are rare. See, yours is common. Yours is not like that. Well, it looks like that. No. You see, yours is really common. Those have unique mint marks and they're rare dates. And so, no, yours is common and those are rare. And that's why the other ones in the case are so much more expensive. What I'm telling you, class, is the way coin dealers make their money is they make it on the buy side. They make it when they purchase the coins from people who are not very knowledgeable. And they may offer them 40%, 50%, 60%, 70% of the true value. And then when they go to sell it, they take that coin, they look at the spot price, and they mark it above spot. So they make their big money on the purchase side. So I wanted to share that with the class, Frank. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, no question about that. The buy side's where the money's at. And, of course, because they have, people walking in the door to buy. And a lot of people, and I'm no exception, I'm not knowledgeable in coins or junk silver. And, also, too, in lies your leverage, where a lot of these coins could be numismatic. A lot of these coins could be valuable collectibles that are over and above. These people in the business, they obviously know how to grade these. And, I don't want to say it, even what I do is gambling. Anyone who buys metals is gambling, because you're always, trying to anticipate the demand or the expectation for the future or present value of coins. So people, need to be aware that when you do sell them, just like with stocks, that's what I do, you have to, accept what the price it is now. And that's how the economic system works, on supply and demand and buying and selling. And, the coin dealer is basically the broker, and not only that, they're the broker, they got to buy firm, because when they do redeem a coin, cash goes out the door.
Mm-hmm. Frank, one of our instructors was in a store, and a person came into the store and said she would like to sell this particular group of coins. And the coin dealer, she said she was not knowledgeable. And that's the first thing you don't do, class. You don't go in and say, I don't know anything about this. You're just asking to be ripped off. I don't know anything about these coins. My husband, I don't know. He bought this stuff. I have no idea what it's worth. Can you help me? To a perfect stranger, right? So she's asking a perfect stranger for help. And a coin store. Now, so the coin dealer looks at him, makes her an offer, and then pays her in cash, and she leaves. And he immediately picks up the phone and he just can't contain himself. The coin dealer, the owner of the store, can't contain himself. He picks up the phone and he calls one of his buddies and he says, "You won't believe it. You won't believe it. I just paid $25 for a multi-$1,000 coin." It's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. He just ripped that woman off. And, you know, you can say, well, he offered her X amount of money for a handful of coins. And in that handful was this rare, very valuable coin, numismatic coin. You could say that, well, you know, it's a perfectly above board trade. But you know what? It wasn't. It really wasn't, because he took advantage of her lack of knowledge. And you could say, well, you know, it's her fault. She didn't know. But you know what? She kind of trusted him to do the right thing, and he didn't. As a matter of fact, there are a whole bunch of coin dealers that wanted to advertise on my show in the Springfield community, and I won't let them. I won't let them. Because of what I know about how they operate. So, that's my little story about coins. Frank, when we come back, I want to just mention a little bit about the meetup tonight at Ziggy's. Really cool meetup. No kidding. Frank Underhill, CEO of Underhill Securities. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago.
Lasig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, Lasig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at Lasig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. Lasig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like to tell you that news flash. Radiation experts have confirmed that polonium was found on Yasser Arafat's clothing. And so Swiss radiation experts have confirmed that they found traces of polonium on clothing used by Yasser Arafat, which support the possibility, it seems like it's greater than a possibility to me, that the Palestinian leader was poisoned. Now, polonium is a radioactive poison that absolutely, positively will kill a person. And it's an assassination weapon. And unless you have sophisticated equipment, you won't find it. It causes the body to fail. And within a couple weeks, that person's dead. And there was a Russian spy and a Kremlin critic by the name of Alexander Litvinenko. And he was poisoned in 2006. So the investigation is still ongoing. And it's being conducted separately by teams in France, Switzerland, and Russia. But it sure looks like the 38 samples that came from Yasser Arafat's belonging, including his underwear, hat, toothbrush, hospital cap, other clothing, show that that polonium was on his clothing. And my understanding is that all of the developed nations have agreed that they would not assassinate the heads of other states. However, it doesn't look like we're upholding our end of the bargain. The symptoms of polonium poisoning include nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and abdominal pain. So it's it looks like Yasser Arafat had been poisoned. So I just wanted to share that with you. Frank Underhill's with us, and we're talking about gold, and we're talking about silver and metal pricing. And I said I would mention the meetup tonight. Dr. Judy Wood's going to be with us. I'm going to be doing a live teleseminar at Ziggy's, a PowerPoint presentation with absolutely riveting scientific evidence of what happened. And I'm going to try my best to record it so that I can have this presentation available for you on YouTube. So I have to figure out how to do that. And there's some software I'm going to try to experiment with called Fraps, F-R-A-P-S, and it can capture video. And from what I read late last night, I can use that software to capture the presentation, and then I can upload it to YouTube. So we're going to talk about what happened to the buildings in 9/11. Where did the towers go? And that's Dr. Judy Wood. So, Frank, what is happening in your neck of the woods regarding the government shutdown? Are you seeing any evidence of anything bad happening?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's all good. But if you work out at Nellis Air Base, or you work out in the other air base just north of there, they fly the Predator drone out of there. And you're going to be in pretty rough shape, I think. I think the people are getting furloughed, and people are getting laid off. But the bigger picture is this: when you don't have somebody doing a job anymore, you can figure, we don't need them. We don't need to call them back, because we're doing fine without them anyways. Or the job has been automated or computerized, and they just put another protocol in, and poof, a job is eliminated. So, you know, we are talking about smaller government. We are talking about downsizing. And this is probably a good way to go about doing permanent downsizing. Like, anyone who works for the government that speaks ill of the government, they should be happy that this is going on. And like I said, as for this individual in my building, I don't understand why she isn't happy. This is what she's been rooting for.
Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, will be right back after the top of the hour news and commercials. I'll give you my take on the government shutdown.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.